mild-mannered computer programmer who got drunk and beat up people, men, women, whoever happened to be present. The very idea of curing that with wires stuck in the brain seemed absurd. Ralph seemed to think so, too.
And this operation will cure the violence?
Yes, McPherson said. We believe so. But the operation has never been done before on a human subject. It will be done at the hospital tomorrow morning.
I see, Ralph said, as if he suddenly understood the reason for the dinner.
It's very sensitive in terms of the press, McPherson said.
Oh, yes, I can see that.
There was a short pause. Finally, Ralph said,
Who's going to do the operation?
I am, Ella said.
Well, Ralph said, I'll have to check our files. I want to make sure I have a recent picture of you and a good bio for the releases.
He frowned, thinking of the work ahead of him. Ellis was astonished at the man's reaction. Was that all he thought? That he might need a recent photo? But McPherson took it smoothly in stride.
We'll get you whatever you need, he said.
And the meeting broke up. Chapter 5. Robert Morris was sitting in the hospital cafeteria, finishing some stale apple pie, when his pagemaster went off. It produced a high electronic squeal, which persisted until he reached down to his belt and turned it off. He returned to his pie. After a few moments, the squeal came again. He swore, put down his fork, and went to the wall phone to answer his page. There had been a time when he regarded the little gray box clipped to his belt as a wonderful thing. He relished those moments when he would be having lunch or dinner with a girl, and his pagemaster would go off, requiring him to call in. That sound demonstrated that he was a busy, responsible person involved in life and death matters. When the pagemaster went off, he would excuse himself abruptly and answer the call, radiating a sense of duty before pleasure. The girls loved it. But after several years, it was no longer wonderful. The box was inhuman and implacable, and it had come to symbolize for him the fact that he was not his own man. He was perpetually on call to some higher authority, however whimsical. A nurse who wanted to confirm a medication order at 2 a.m., a relative who was acting up, making trouble about Mama's post-operative treatment, a call to tell him a conference was being held when he was already there, attending the damned conference. Now the finest moments in his life were those when he went home and put the box away for a few hours. He became unreachable and free. And he liked that very much. He stared across the cafeteria at the remainder of his apple pie as he dialed the switchboard.
Dr. Morris.
Dr. Morris, 2471.
Thank you.
That was the extension for the 7th floor nurses' station. He had long ago learned all the principal extensions of the university hospital system.